In lieu of a sermon today, as this morning we had our annual meeting, conducting business of the parish, I'm going to be giving my annual address to the parish. I was thinking about this morning's gospel, where Jesus says, "Come and see." I think that's a good analogy for what we have here at St. Matthew's. Come and see. Looking back at this past year, 2013 was a year of change. This has been a year of transition for me as well as all of you. In my own life, 1 year ago, I had just had a phone or a Skype interview with a group of people from this parish. I was in the process of interviewing here. Since that time, I sold a house, moved halfway across the country, started a new position, met new friends, and began to settle in a new life. For this church, there have been transitions. At this time, last year, you had just lost your interim rector, and were in the search process for a new rector. And in May, you called me as your new rector. In many ways, this was a new chapter for the parish. There were new meetings, there was a celebration of new ministry, and many other things that go on in a parish when going through calling a new rector. But calling a priest was not the only transition for this parish last year. This church had other transitions for which you should be very proud. There was tabling in front of the church to greet people at various downtown festivals over the summer. There was a new girls' youth group started. A group from our church joined other churches in Kenosha for the Convoy of Hope to help out the needy of our community. We opened our doors to downtown for Christmas caroling on the second Saturday of December, and a men's group began to meet for the first time in several years. And these are just a few of the ways that we have seen a new and vibrant life at St. Matthew's this last year. The worship life at St. Matthew's has been in transition as well. Kay and I, for whom I am very grateful in many ways, Kay and I have been meeting monthly to plan the worship, and we've been trying to honor traditions of this parish while allowing for creativity and listening to what you all have been asking for. Liturgy and worship is living, and living things need to evolve and grow. We are looking at ways of making our worship life here come to life. We have tried new music from places outside of the hymnal 1982. We have put Eucharistic prayers on a rotation. We are trying new things from the prayer book that are not used as frequently. In addition to this, we have trained new readers, new acolytes, and Eucharistic ministers. We have included more people into our Eucharistic visitor team to visit shut-ins of our parish. As worship is the center of what we do as a church, we are working to make our liturgy as meaningful, powerful, and accessible as possible. And while there have been many transitions this last year, there have also been so many things that keep on going, as we have for the past 173 years. Let that sink in, 173 years. As we have done for this past 173 years, Sunday morning continues to be the center of what we do here. We have continued an excellent Sunday school program, as we have in the past couple of years. We have an adult forum on Sundays that discusses engaging books and topics. I'd like to give a special thank you to Don, who's been leading that and done such a wonderful job. I think he deserves a round of applause. The Women's Book Club continues to meet monthly, We have continued on Wednesday to have a healing service and a Bible study. And every third Sunday, as will happen this afternoon, a group goes to the Shalom Center to serve the hungry. And these are things that keep continuity with our past while giving a foundation to our present and building for the future. (clears throat) 2013 was also a year that we saw the sacramental acts of the church continue on as they have for many years. We said goodbye to 11 people of the parish in Christian burial. But there were many hopeful moments in the past year as well. The parish celebrated the ministry of one outgoing priest and an incoming priest. We saw a resurgence of people stepping into place to take on their own ministries. In the process, we commissioned several new people for various new ministries. Our attendance numbers are also hopeful. While it is somewhat difficult to follow trends through two transitions, this church maintained a certain stability through the last few years. Despite the transition, our Easter attendance numbers held steady the last 2 years, with a total of 209 people attending this Easter this last year. This was only a couple off from the year before. Christmas attendance, though, was considerably up from the previous year. Our total for the three services was 174. That is 30 more than came to our Christmas services the year before. And our average Sunday attendance for 2013 was 87, which is 5 more than in 2012. Now, I always have to give a little bit of a warning about these numbers, because these numbers do not tell the whole story of the church. But they are like a thermometer, like when you get sick, you take your temperature. And these numbers tell us what is going on in the life of the parish. They're a reading, a metric that we use. To have numbers remain stable in a time of transition says a great deal about the overall health of this parish. I credit the stability of the leadership that has kept this church going over the last few years. It cannot be said enough how vital the leadership of Jamie Cairo, our junior warden, and Karen Dubiel, our senior warden, has been. And if I could get, I think Karen was the early service, I could get Jamie to stand up. And we should... And now, as Karen steps down, this church owes her a great debt of gratitude for all that she has done. The hopefulness does not end with this previous year. This year, 2014, as we look forward, we are anticipating a number of new things. We began this year with a bishop's visit, where we had a sizable group of people who were received into the communion and reaffirmed their baptismal vows. That was week one. On the second Sunday of the month, our parish saw a baptism. And here we are on week three, with new vestry members and a new senior warden. And after all this, for the first time ever this week, St. Matthew's will host other churches and faith community in Kenosha for the annual Interfaith Kindness Week service. This year has just begun, and things are looking up. We're anticipating other things this year. We started a confirmation class with 11 people who will be confirmed, received, reaffirmed their baptismal vows, or just learn more about the faith. We have several weddings planned for this year. We have new events coming up. Certain bedrock ministries will continue. There will be new trainings for new ministries within the parish. And I am hopeful that we will see more participation in diocesan events. Another thing that gives me hope is the way this parish has been reaching out. As I have mentioned already, there have been several efforts to have a physical presence in our community. One thing we talked about in Vestry through last year, and of course those of you who were at the meeting heard much of this, but one thing we talked about in Vestry last year was how do we set an example of stewardship as a church and give back to God monetarily? How can we see a parish show generosity and practice a tithe? In the past years, there has been a great deal of anxiety about our finances. A few years ago, we were looking at draining the endowment within 10 years. This is a difficult reality, as stewardship committees and wardens have been asking you to take on a spiritual practice of giving as individuals. Those who have been sitting around the vestry table have been praying, how can we be faithful to the gifts that God has given us? And it seems that this year we learned that if we pray, God will provide. For the first time in several years, because of your faithfulness in giving and our ability to cut back, we ended the year with a surplus in our budget. We ended the year in the black. On top of that, in my own personal life, I was able to go on my wife's health insurance starting at the beginning of this year. And this gives us as a parish a challenge as well as an opportunity, because up to this point, the church has been paying for the priest's health insurance. And so the challenge is that while this could save the church a lot of money in the short term, it could be a temporary situation, and we cannot begin budgeting by assuming that that cost will not be there in the future. This could set us up for a shock if things change. On the other hand, we realized that this gives us an opportunity that we have been praying for. The amount that is saved in addition to my discretionary fund represents exactly 10% of the money that was pledged for this year. Now, as Christians who believe in providence, that is, God giving you opportunities, this cannot be a coincidence. The biblical standard for giving that we have been praying about how to manage is a tithe. That is 10% of income. And it seems that God has answered our prayers. With this kind of opportunity given us, the vestry decided at our December meeting that if God has given us this chance to be faithful with our money, then we must take it. And after prayerful consideration, the group decided unanimously that St. Matthew's will tithe from our pledge income. Now, this is not a perfect calculation. It does not take into consideration money we get through rental income. However, we are taking a great leap of faith. A leap, the same leap that we ask each and every one of you to take every year when we have stewardship campaigns. And so this year, at the beginning of every month, the vestry will designate 10% of what we think we will receive and give it out. So for you who support this church, this means that your donations are not just going to administrative costs. They're not just keeping up the building, keeping the lights on. This means that 10 cents of every dollar that you donate to St. Matthew's will go to help our community and our world. That, my sisters and brothers, is a leap of faith. And it is a leap of faith for which I am incredibly proud of this church. I would say maybe even sinfully proud of this church. And I think you all owe yourselves a great round of applause for taking that leap of faith. After my first 8 months at this parish, I cannot say enough how proud I am of this church. This is a church that the Holy Spirit is clearly taking somewhere. This is a church that has so many opportunities and so many dedicated people, and I thank God every day for the opportunity, the gift, to serve as your rector. I do not take this responsibility lightly, but I do see it as a gift. I am excited to see what challenges and opportunities we will face in this coming year. I am excited to see where God will take us. And I am excited to be on this journey alongside all of you. Let us see together where we will go and the ways God will continue to provide. As Jesus says, come and see.